Q95.5, that is Dishwalla and Give. It's 2:34. Not only do we set our clocks ahead this Sunday from 2 to 3 a.m. If you want to wake up that early in the morning, you might want to do it before you go to bed. But anyway, we do that daylight savings time thing this weekend. But this weekend is also the alcohol-free weekend. That's kind of a good idea, don't you think? The only thing I'm trying to figure out is, where do you get the free alcohol?
Could that be you?
Periods of rain today, some thunder possible, high 65. Then tonight, scattered showers or thundershowers, partial clearing after midnight, and a low around 52. Then tomorrow, partly sunny and windy, a chance of rain. Right now, it's 53 at Detroit's continuous hit music station. 95.5. What a great song that is. That is R. Kelly, and I Believe I Can Fly. It's 2:44. Coming up, we're going to do another 11 in a row. We'll kick it off with Bruce Springsteen and the Secret Garden next, right here on Q95.5.
This is John Gardner.
It's Detroit's continuous hit music station, Q95.5. I'm Roy Stevens, about 10 minutes after 3. Thank you for all of the great phone calls this afternoon. We'll get to your song as soon as we can. Right now from Grosse Pointe, they wanted to hear Monica, For You I Will, on Q95.5.
When you're feeling lost in the night, all too clear.
Q95.5, Detroit's continuous hit music station. 3:22. I see President Clinton says he doesn't want to see liquor ads on TV anymore. It's a good idea. However, Clinton did say he'd like to see more ads on TV for Victoria's Secret. Yeah.
Hey, keep your mind on the job.
All right. Here's Eric Clapton on Q95.5.
If I can reach the stars.
Detroit's 11 in a row continuous hit music station is Q95.5. This is U2 and Staring at the Sun. That is U2 on Q95.5 and Staring at the Sun. That may not be a very good idea, by the way. 3:33. I see that the students in Los Angeles have started receiving the inoculations to protect them from against the virus, which was found in the strawberries that were served in the school lunch program there. The incentive for the students is that the shots will not only eliminate the risk of hepatitis A, that it also will prevent them from getting cooties. Oh, man, I don't know.
We have the gift, we have ability.
Don't tell me I have nothing to do. Sitting around counting blue cars on Q95.5. 3 minutes after 4, let's see, the Tigers are out in front of the Chicago White Sox 4-3 right now. Tigers won yesterday. That made them 1-1, so hopefully we'll do it again today. Anyway, let's see. I can do my impression again, okay? Everyone want to hear this one. I'll do my impression of Sean Colvin. You ready?
Hi, this is Sean Colvin, and here's Sonny Came Home on Q95.5.
Q95.5, Detroit's continuous hit music station. This is the weekend that you spring forward to daylight savings time. Sunday at 2 a.m., you set your clocks forward to 3 a.m., okay? Hopefully you won't have a lot of clocks around the house to do that with either. This is Hanson on Q95.5. It's 11 in a row from Detroit's continuous hit music station, Q95.5. 11 minutes after 5, I'm Roy Stevens. Tigers out in front now in the playing Chicago in about the fourth inning, I think it is. 8-5, Damian Easley hit a home run. I'm not sure who that is, Damian Easley. Tigers have a lot of new guys, but they're winning nonetheless. 8-5 in the fourth inning. This is John Mellencamp, Just Another Day on Q95.5.
Bullet down in Big Jim Gatto.
Wrapping up another 11 in a row, that is Naked Eye on Q95.5. It is 6:38. The Tigers won this afternoon. They beat the White Sox 15-12. Man, they are on a roll, aren't they, huh? That's two in a row. That may be the best all season. Well, anyway, you can join Q95.5's Danny and the Q Crew and Kevin O'Neill Monday morning for the Tigers' opening pre-day party. Should be a great one. It takes place at Reedy Saloon on Michigan Avenue. We'll be there from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can celebrate opening day with us right here at Q95.5.
Out in front, making Motor City weather.
Looks like this. Cloudy with showers or thundershowers tonight. Partial clearing overnight, low 52. Then tomorrow, partly sunny and windy with a chance of showers, high around 70. Right now, it's 60 degrees at Detroit's continuous hit music station. What a great on Eddie's. That is Jewel, and You Were Meant For Me. 6:49, let's see. Sylvester Stallone now says that he wants to pull out of the new movie, The Negotiator. It's a film about a Chicago hostage negotiator who is framed for murder and then tries to clear his name by taking several people hostage. Sly says he wants to pull out because he now wants to stay away from those He-Man action roles. He wants to concentrate on the more sensitive roles. Yeah, Sylvester Stallone doing sensitive. Well, I don't think so. Hey, we got somebody on the line. Hi, Q95.5.
Yo, who the hell is Roy Stevens? Hey, I'm coming for you, Roy. You know what I mean? I'm coming for you.
All right, that's it for me. The open house party is up next. I'm Roy Stevens. Have yourself a great night. Thanks for listening.
You're an idiot.
I know.